Well, relationships are a gift from God. And if we're honest, all of us want to have healthy relationships in our lives. However, having healthy relationships just sometimes seems really, really hard. And they don't just happen. Good relationships take perseverance, they take resilience, they take forgiveness, they take good communication, they take compromise, and they also take intentionality.
Recognising this, several years ago, Donna and I and the leaders of our church, we made a decision to run a series each year on the topic of relationships, with the intent of providing teaching and practical assistance to help each of us in our church build, foster and develop healthy relationships regardless of our situation.
So today we are launching into the Building Healthy Relationships series for 2017. And the topics that we'd like to introduce to you today are, first of all, choosing family. And today our special feature is about navigating blended families. Blended families impact almost every one of us today in one way or another. Parents, children, grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, neighbours, you name it. And making blended families work in a healthy and functional way takes some godly navigating at times. Many of us here at church are trying to navigate our own way through some of these situations at this time. And many children in our church also fall into this category. It's challenging to choose family in a healthy way, often at times where there's been hurt and disappointment, and life hasn't worked out the way that we had initially envisaged. So Craig and I felt that we need to call in some specialists today to address this topic. And as you've heard, welcomed, Ian and Marcia Watts are going to be speaking to us a little later about this. Marcia and Ian are themselves a blended family, and Marcia runs a counselling and wellbeing centre and has been highly recommended to us to speak about this topic today. And we believe that they'll provide some great insights into this sensitive topic that we want to address well. Then next week, our topic is choose love. And this is about loving your enemies. Not necessarily those that, you know, actually want to kill you, but those that you might struggle to love. That's very challenging for all of us. Then we're doing choose respect. And this week is about the unexpected consequences of pornography. And again, Craig and I have felt that we needed to bring in a specialist on this topic. And we have called in Peter Janetsky to come and speak around this. Now, Peter spoke to our church earlier this year about mental health, and it was a really, really great and impacting message for us all. His teaching and insights were profound, and we look forward to hearing him again on this particular topic. I think I want to say at this point, we are naive to think that pornography is something that only affects young people and that, oh, we better get young people in to hear about this topic. I think that's not true at all. I think pornography is something, if we're honest, that affects every single one of us without us even realising sometimes. We can't go past a billboard, a movie, a TV show, something on social media, without being impacted by it. It's become so normalised today that we don't even realise that every single one of us is impacted by this. We are almost immune. So I really want to encourage everyone to be sensitive and aware and aim to be at church that day to hear about that topic as well. Then the last 2 weeks are about choosing connection. And this is building relationships across generations, something we're passionate about here because we are an intergenerational church. And then finishing up with about choosing life and deciding your family's direction.
So you might hear these topics and think that they're not directly related to you. There might be one or two that you think, oh, I'll come to that. But the reality is that all of us in the mishmash of our lives are rubbing shoulders every day with people in these situations. And we believe that through these messages, God will equip you for the relationships that you're invested in. We'll do our best to be sensitive and respectful, and yet we will all need to be mindful that we are part of a community. And so we ask for your grace in this undertaking. Each newsletter today has a promo card listing all the topics, the guest speakers, and a bit like an outline of these topics. If you haven't received one, if you haven't got a series promo card, well, there's some more out in the foyer under the notice board. And look, take as many as you like. If you know there's multiple people you want to invite, take more if you need them. We know that there will be people you will want to invite to this over the next couple of weeks, so please feel free to invite as many and promote the series as widely as you can.
The series will and it should press buttons for each of us along this journey. And there are times we feel that some of the topics may raise some issues for you. And we've included the details of a counselling service in the newsletter should anyone wish to discuss some of their journey with someone in a lot more detail. We would encourage you to do that. There's no shame. It's only sensible to talk to someone if this raises some issues for you at this time.
We've put thought, prayer and planning into the topics and believe they are helpful and practical in helping us address real life situations. And they'll give us the tools into how to build healthy relationships in practical ways in our lives. We ask that as a church that you pray for this series. Pray for the impact, what it will mean to people and how it will shape and mould us. Pray that God will strengthen and grow the relationships and the marriages in this church. And let's believe that God can guide, can restore, can heal and build our relationships so that He can do immeasurably more in the relationships of our church and beyond. Let us pray that God will shine His face on us as we take this faith step into this fantastic journey. Let me pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity that we get to talk about real life issues here. Lord, as we prepare for what you're going to speak to us today, Lord, we ask that you will teach us something new and you'll shape us in a new way so that it not only impacts our lives, but we can then impact those broader. We pray for Ian and Marcia that they will come and you'll give them clear speech and they will be your prophets this morning to speak your word over your people. Bless them. Guide us as a congregation as your spirit moves amongst us. May we be softened and may we hear from you as we walk this journey together. Lord, relationships is at the key of your gospel, what you want for all of us. So Lord, if there's anything that we can do so to make that better, then open our lives up to that today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.